Oh, my lord, I am old and tired, but you are not. We are still at it, you and I, after all these years, nearly 70 of them since that day beside the Jordan, when the baptizer told me that you were the Lamb of God. You have tried and amazed me so in these many years. And as you have spoken through me so many times, I ask you speak through me now. O Spirit of the Lord, gush through me now, that I may look into the eyes of this people and tell them, brace yourselves. For that which you are about to hear is no idle fiction or fantastic legend. But that which shall come to pass, more certain than the rising of the sun tomorrow. For this is the revelation of Jesus Christ, given unto him by the Father himself, passed unto me by a wondrous messenger of life. And so what I have for you this morning is the very word of God, the testimony of Jesus Christ, and the wonders that I have beheld and seen. You will be blessed if you take these words deep into your heart, if you let them define who you are and how you look at the world, if you let them remind you that what is most real is not that which is most visible, most urgent. Beware of living your life after the urgent, because the most important may be just a heartbeat away. I tell you, the time is near. And so I say to the churches that are in Asia and to all who follow in their steps, unbounded goodness and unfettered peace be yours from He who is and who was and who shall be, from the sevenfold Spirit that is before His throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, who fulfilled His sacrificial destiny and persevered even to the end in spite of grave discouragement and painful torment. Jesus Christ, the firstborn from among the dead, the ruler of the kings of the earth. For there is but one ruler whose judgments far surpass anything said by a mere mortal emperor. Maintain your allegiance to Christ, no matter how difficult the temptation to give in here, to soften there, to make things easier for your family, to get your foot in the business door, to maintain the connections you need to succeed, to allow the throne of your heart to make room for multiple loyalties, God and success and comfort. Be singular in your devotion to the ruler of the kings of the earth, who loved us and freed us by His liberating blood, transforming unremarkable us into eternal priests, serving His God and Father. Oh, to Jesus be glory and honor and dominion forever and ever. And I tell you, keep your eye on the eastern horizon. For one day He shall come with the clouds. And when He does, every eye will see Him, the great and the small, the longing and the hard of heart, even those who pierced Him. And all the tribes of the earth shall wail that the time and opportunity to believe and repent and follow the ruler of the kings of the earth is gone forever. The one on whom you stake your lives, the master to whom you have pledged your allegiance, will fulfill His promises and return. He will come and judge and destroy the wicked who oppress you. Oh, my Lord. And so the Lord Almighty says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, who am and was and is to come. I am the Almighty. There is no one else in heaven or earth worthy of your trust, your worship, or your lives. Amen. I suppose I should introduce myself before I go further. I am John. You know me. I am your brother, your fellow follower of Christ. For us to follow Christ means to share in his kingdom even now, but also to suffer persecution at the hands of those still enthralled to the kingdom of darkness. Some of them have their hearts hardened by simple ignorance, but others are hardened by evil itself, like the dark heart of the Emperor Domitian. Under the rule of Domitian, any Christian who will not worship him with incense will suffer torture, or worse, execution. In the face of such persecution, many of our brothers and sisters have gone to the Master's side, but many have also given in to such heinous persecution. I have been encouraging the faithful to maintain their faith in Christ, preaching the word of his ultimate power, of his amazing love. And it would be so easy for me to compromise in order to be able to stay in the world and preach the word. But to do so would mean to share the throne of my heart with my Lord and with evil itself. And this I cannot do. And so for my failure to capitulate or keep silent, Domitian has exiled me to the island of Patmos, a great rock in the Aegean Sea. And with no one to talk to, no one to preach to, nowhere to go, I have plenty of time to spend in prayer and meditation. And one Sunday I was in the presence of the Lord, deep in the Spirit. And I heard a voice like a trumpet coming from behind me, clear and bold, declamatory, inescapable. And it said to me, "I will show you what all my servants must know. Write these things down and give them to my churches in Ephesus, in Smyrna, in Pergamum, in Thyatira, Sardis, Laodicea, and Philadelphia." And I turned to see who could possess such a voice. And lo, 7 golden lampstands shining brightly, as the 7 churches he mentioned shine the light of Christ. And then Jesus stands in the midst of them, as he stands in the midst of his churches. And he, the Son of Man, is attired as no emperor has ever dressed. The long robes of the high priest, the golden sash of the emperor's authority, blazing white hair of wisdom, of dignity, blazing eyes of fire, of discernment and judgment. Oh, my Lord. His feet were powerful and strong, of bronze, ready to tread out judgment upon the nations. His voice was filled with thunder, the voice of cataclysm, of cascades of all the oceans of the world roiling together into one. In his right hand he held, in authority and power, the 7 stars, as if he held the sun and the moon and the heavens and the earth with ease. With his left hand he gripped and removed from his mouth a sharp double-edged sword with which, as Isaiah writes, he shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth and with the breath of his lips slay the wicked. And through it all, in this all-surpassing glory, his face shines, it beams as the noonday sun on a clear day. And I am overwhelmed, like Isaiah, with the glory of the Lord. And I fall to the ground as if a dead man because of his glory. Jesus helped me up. and the stars were gone from his right hand. As he stretched it out to me and lifted me, and he spoke with the voice that I remembered from long ago. "Do not be afraid, John. It is me. I am the Alpha and the Omega. I am the beginning and the end, because I am life incarnate. Death cannot hold me now. It tried. It tried hard. But now I am alive forever. And I hold the keys of death. I hold the keys of hell in my hands. No one else. No mortal. No angel. Take notes, my friend. Because the truths that you and I must now look into are at the edge of your capacity. And so I will speak now in symbols that convey the transcendence of who I am, of who my Father is, and the transcendence of the things that must come to be. Through your words to the seven churches, John, all my followers will know and learn my will. The symbols that I use, for instance, are the seven golden lampstands, which are the churches that shine my light. The seven stars that I hold in my hand are the seven angels appointed to watch over those churches. For I want all of my people to know that there is not a moment that one of the most powerful servants of my Father is watching over them and keeping them safe. And so to the angel in the church of Ephesus, write this. I am the one who holds the seven stars, who stands among the seven lampstands. I hold you and walk beside you at all times. Hear my voice. I know your works, your toil, and your enduring patience. I know that you cannot tolerate evildoers, that you have tested the apostles who were false and found them to be false. I know that you have endured much, that you have borne many things because of my name, and that you have not grown weary in doing good, but this I have against you. You have forgotten and abandoned the love you had for me at first. Remember the heights from which you have fallen and repent and do the deeds you did at first, because if you do not, I will come and remove your lampstand from its place unless you repent. This I have in your favor, though. You hate the two-faced hypocrisy of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. Let anyone who has ears hear what the Spirit says to the seven churches. To the one who conquers, I will give the right to eat from the tree of life in my Father's paradise. And then I looked up and saw before me a scene of worship unlike any I had ever seen before. And I saw there in heaven a door standing open. And the first voice which I had heard speaking to me like a trumpet said, "Come up here, and I will show you what must take place after this." At once I was in the Spirit, and there in heaven stood a throne with one seated on the throne. And the one seated there looks like jasper and cornelian. And around the throne is a rainbow that looks like an emerald. And around the throne are 24 thrones. Seated on the thrones are 24 elders dressed in white robes with golden crowns on their heads. Coming from the throne are flashes of lightning and rumblings and peals of thunder. And in front of the throne burn seven flaming torches, which are the seven spirits of God. And in front of the throne there is something like a sea of glass, like crystal. Around the throne and on each side of the throne are four living creatures, full of eyes in front and in behind. The first living creature like a lion. The second living creature like an ox. The third living creature with a face like a human face, and the fourth living creature like a flying eagle. And the four living creatures, each of them with six wings, are full of eyes all around and inside. Day and night, without ceasing, they sing, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. And whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to the one who is seated on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall before the throne and the one who is seated there and worship the one who lives forever and ever. They cast their crowns before the throne, singing, "You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created."
We fall down, we lay our crowns at the feet of Jesus, the greatness of mercy and love, at the feet of Jesus. We cry, holy, holy, holy. We cry, holy, holy, holy. We cry, holy, holy, holy. Is the Lamb. We fall down, we lay our crowns at the feet of Jesus, the greatness of mercy and love, at the feet of Jesus. We cry,
I saw in the right hand of the one seated on the throne a scroll written on the inside and on the back, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a mighty angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the scroll and break its seals?" And no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or to look into it. And I began to weep bitterly because no one was found worthy to open the scroll or look into it. Then one of the elders said to me, "Do not weep. See, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has conquered so that he can open the scroll and its seven seals. Then I saw between the throne and the four living creatures and among the elders a lamb standing as if it had been slaughtered, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. He went and took the scroll from the right hand of the one who was seated on the throne. When he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell before the Lamb, each holding a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. They sing together a new song. You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain. And by your blood you ransomed for God saints from every tribe and language and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests serving our God, and they will reign on earth. Then I looked and I heard the voice of many angels surrounding the throne and the living creatures and the elders. They numbered myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands, singing with full voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing." Then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea and all that is in them singing, "To the one seated on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever." And the four living creatures said, "Amen." And the elders fell down and worshipped. And I looked, and I saw the Lamb that was slain. And he took the scroll and broke and opened every one of the seals, each one bringing a harsher judgment onto the inhabitants of the earth, avenging the blood of the martyrs. And then seven angels blew seven trumpets, and seven waves of affliction fell upon the inhabitants of the earth to move them to repentance. But those who survived the afflictions did not repent of the works of their hands or the duplicities of their hearts. And then I saw the temple in heaven open, and seven more angels came forth clad in the white of purity and the golden sash of authority. And one of the living beings gave unto each of those angels a golden bowl filled with the wrath of God. Seven bowls of wrath in response to the worship of the martyrs. And the temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God and His power. And a voice came from within the temple that loudly said, "Go and pour out the wrath of God upon the earth." And the angels poured out their bowls of plague upon the earth, as in the times of Moses. And just as the Lord protected His people in the land of Goshen in the times of those plagues, His people were now protected as the first angel poured his bowl of wrath onto the earth. And foul and painful sores erupted on those who had the mark of the beast, who had worshipped his image. And the second angel poured his bowl of wrath into the sea, and it became as the blood of a corpse. And all that lived in the sea died. And the third angel poured his bowl of wrath into the rivers and the streams, and they too turned into blood. And the angel of all the waters spoke to the Lord and said, "You are just, O Holy One, who is and who was, for you have judged them in this manner, because they shed the blood of the saints and of the prophets. You now give them blood to drink. It is what they deserve." And a voice came from the throne that said, "Yes, O Lord, Almighty One, your judgments are true and just." And then the fourth angel took his bowl of wrath and poured it upon the sun itself. And it was given permission to scorch people with its fire. And the people were scorched with its great heat. And they did not repent They did not call out to God who has authority over all these plagues. Instead, they hardened their hearts and did not give glory to His name. The fifth angel poured his bowl of wrath out upon the imperial throne, and the empire of the beast was cast into total darkness. And the people moaned and chewed their tongues in agony. They cursed the name of God because of the sores and because of their pain. And they did not repent. And then I saw the sixth angel pour his bowl of wrath out into the great river Euphrates. And the river dried up to make way for the invasion of the kings of the east. And I saw three foul spirits like frogs issue forth from the mouths of the beast and the dragon and the false prophet. And these have no power over the sword of spirit that is in the Word made flesh, but these are the trinity of demonic spirits that move over the earth, performing wonders and gathering all the kings of their earth and all of their armies together for the great battle on the great day of the Lord. I tell you, He will come like a thief. You must be ready. You cannot be found sleeping or wanting when He comes. These spirits gather the armies together for the great battle on the field that in Hebrew is called Armageddon. And there they think that they shall have final victory over the Son of Man and His armies, when in reality all they do is assemble for their own destruction. And then I saw the seventh angel pour out the bowl of God's wrath into the air. And there were flashes of lightning and peals and rumbles of thunder and great earthquakes like had never been felt on earth, not even at Sinai when God had manifested His glory to Moses. And the great city, Rome herself, was splintered into three sections. And all the other cities of the earth fell. And the Lord remembered the evil of great Babylon and finally made her drink the wine cup of the fury of His wrath. And the earth was changed and undone. The islands fled. The mountains were nowhere to be found. And the final plague fell from the heavens. Great hailstones weighing 100 pounds each fell upon the rebellious, fell upon those who would not repent, who cursed God to the very end because of the fearfulness of this plague. So shall the wrath of God be revealed. Because of His righteous judgment, His wrath will come. He has withheld it for patient ages, not because He is slow, but because He is compassionate. Remember with the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day. He is waiting so that no one will perish, so that everyone will repent. But time will end. Opportunity will cease. His wrath will come when the heavens are torn apart with a roar, when the elements are melted with fire, when the earth and everything on it is laid bare. You must be faithful. You must. Be ready.
I need thee every hour, most precious Lord. No tender voice like thine can be so
And after this I saw the judgment of the empires of the earth, of Rome and Babylon, and all who oppress. And the Son of Man, the rider on the white horse and his armies, defeated the beast and his armies upon the field. And they were cast into the lake of fire. And the living and the dead were all judged. And the books of deeds and judgment and the book of life were brought out. And any whose name was not written in the book of life was also cast into the lake of fire. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth and a new Jerusalem coming down from out of heaven as a bride adorned for her husband. And a voice came from the throne that said, "Behold, the dwelling of God is with mortals, for he shall make his home among them, and they shall be his people, and he himself shall be with them, and he shall wipe away every tear from their eyes, for death shall be no more, and pain, and crying, and weeping, and mourning shall be no more, for the first things will have gone." And the one who sits on the throne said, "See, I am making all things new." And the angel took me and showed me the river of the water of life flowing from the throne of the Father and from the Lamb down the center of the street through the middle of the city. And on either side of the river grows the tree of life with its 12 fruits each for each month. And the leaves of that tree are for the healing of the nations. And the angel said to me, "It is a trustworthy saying from the Lord who sent his angel to you to show his servants what must come to pass when he says, 'Behold, I am coming soon. Blessed is the one who keeps the word of prophecy of this book.' And it is I, John, who saw and heard these things. And when they were done, I bowed before the angel who showed them to me in worship. But he told me, 'Do not worship me, for I am your fellow servant, along with your comrades, the prophets, and all who follow the prophecies of this book. No, worship God alone. Worship Him alone.'" And then the angel told me, "Do not seal up the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is short before these things must take place. Let the evildoer and the filthy continue in their deeds that they may feel the wrath that they deserve. Let the righteous and the holy continue in their deeds that they may reap the reward that they have sown. I am coming soon, says the Lord, carrying with me my reward, and I will repay everyone according to their deeds. For I am the Alpha and the Omega. I am the first and the last. I am the beginning and the end. And blessed is the one who washes their robes, that they may sit under the tree of life and eat of its fruit, that they may enter the city by its gate. For outside are the dogs and the sorcerers, the adulterers, the fornicators, the murderers and idolaters, those who rejoice in and act in falsehood, all who could not be inconvenienced with following me in righteousness. I am the one who sent the angel to testify to what must come to pass. For I am the root and offspring of David. I am the fulfillment of every promise, of every covenant. I am the bright and morning star." And the Spirit and the bride say, "Come." And all who hear say, "Come. Come, all who thirst, come drink freely from the water of life in his river as a free gift. But I warn you to heed closely the words of prophecy of this book. And anyone who takes away from these words of prophecy, the Lord will take away their share in the tree of life and the city of my God. To those who add to the words of this book, God shall add the plagues described in this book. Be careful how you read and follow. The one who testifies says, "Behold, I am coming soon." Amen. Come. Come, Lord Jesus. Remember these words. Endure all hardship. Anticipate the fulfillment of every promise the Lord has ever made. Be certain. Be faithful. Be ready. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be on each one of you, both now and forevermore. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord, and He alone.